This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Coming up on the British TV watch list.
She's a woman who's lived, who's lost, and who's still figuring things out. That's real and relatable. And it's comforting to see a character who mirrors our own journeys. Still curious, still capable, still funny, even when life throws curveballs.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Well, hi there, it's Michael T once again. This week, I want to talk about a show that's got a little bit of everything. A little bit of mystery, humor, heart, and a lead actress who's practically television royalty. The show is My Life is Murder. And if you spend any time with Alexa Crowe, you know she's not your average detective. She's sharp, she's funny, and she's got attitude. And at the center of it all is Lucy Lawless. For many, she's always been Xena, the warrior princess, an icon from 1990s TV. But here's the thing, Lawless has never been stuck in that role. She's reinvented herself again and again, and My Life is Murder is just one of those reinventions. So let's start with the character Alexa Crowe. She's a retired detective who left the force after the death of her husband. But retirement doesn't exactly stick. She's so good, she gets pulled back into cases, often reluctantly. And what makes her so compelling is that she's not some polished, flawless hero. She's messy. She's sarcastic. She got this dry, biting wit that makes you laugh even in the middle of a murder investigation. And Lucy Lawless plays her with this perfect balance of toughness and warmth. You can see the years of experience in her eyes, and you can almost catch the twinkle of mischief. It's like she's letting us in on a joke that life is absurd, people are complicated, and sometimes the best way to solve a mystery is to trust your gut. Lawless herself has said that she loves playing Alexa because she's so real. She's not a superhero. She's not a caricature. She's a woman who's lived, who's lost, and who's still figuring things out. And that's part of the magic. For viewers who grew up watching Lawless as Xena, it's almost like we're seeing her graduate into this new phase. Still strong, still commanding, but grounded in a way that feels closer to home. There's a great story about how Lawless was approached for the role. She was not looking to jump back into a long-running series, but the script hooked her. She liked that Alexa wasn't perfect, and she liked that the show had room for humor. That's something that Lawless has always valued. Even in her most dramatic roles, she finds the comedy. Of course, a show like this doesn't work without a strong supporting cast. Ebony Vagelins plays Madison, Alexa's tech-savvy sidekick. Madison is young, energetic, and a perfect foil to Alexa's more world-weary vibe. Their dynamic is one of the highlights of the show. It's like watching Big Sister and Little Sister figure each other out. Madison brings the digital know-how, Alexa brings the intuition, and together they crack cases that neither could solve alone. One of the things that makes My Life is Murder stand out is its sense of place. The first season was filmed in Melbourne, Australia. You get these shots of laneways, coffee shops, the bustle of the city. It feels urban, modern, but also distinctly Australian. Then, from season two, the show shifted to Auckland, New Zealand, and that gave it a whole new vibe. Auckland has this mix of cosmopolitan energy and natural beauty, and you see the skyline, but you'll also catch glimpses of the harbor, the volcanic hills in the distance. It's a reminder that New Zealand is far more than just a backdrop for Lord of the Rings. It's also about vibrant city life. Lawless herself has talked about how much she loves filming in Auckland. It's home turf for her, and you can feel that comfort on screen. She's not just acting in a city, she's living in it. Now, I gotta say, the New Zealand scenery is gorgeous, very much like my hometown of Honolulu, Hawaii. If My Life is Murder has anything, it's style. The producers are obviously very keen on creating a visual signature for the show, especially when it comes to the clothing for the two female stars. The colors are solid, bold, and bright. I have to admit, sometimes it takes me a few seconds to shake the feeling that I just walked into like a Banana Republic or Anthropology. At times, I wonder, is this a detective show or a fashion runway? But once the mystery kicks in, the clothes fade into the background and the story takes center stage. The tone of My Life is Murder is light. Yes, there are murders, but there's also humor and warmth, even coziness. There's banter, there's friendship, there's a sense that life goes on even after tragedy. And Alexa has a cat that gets the spotlight of the show every now and then. It's almost like the show is saying murder mysteries don't have to be bleak. They can be fun, they can be human, and that's refreshing. Sometimes you crave the tension of a dark thriller, but other times you want a palate cleanser. My Life is Murder delivers that cozy balance. Hey, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you actually bought towels for your home, your bathroom? If it's been a while, why don't you consider CozyEarth.com? Check out their soft, plush, absorbent, comfortable bedding and bath, and they even have some clothing for your entire family. It's cozy, breathable sheets, fabrics that enhance softness. Every inch of your skin will appreciate it. We've partnered with CozyEarth.com. This helps us with a commission. You get to support the British TV watch list. And what's really in it for you is you get the best discount available at CozyEarth.com. 41% off your purchase today. CozyEarth.com. All you have to do is apply the promo code BTVW1, as in British TV watch list 1. BTVW1. Use that promo code and get 41% off at CozyEarth.com. Let's circle back to Lucy Lawless, because she deserves the spotlight. She was born, like I said, in Auckland and started acting in local productions before landing the role that would change her life, Xena. Now, if you were watching TV in the 90s, you remember Xena the Warrior Princess. She was fierce, she was iconic, and she was everywhere. Lawless became a global star almost overnight. But she didn't stop there. After Xena, she took on roles in shows like Battlestar Galactica, where she played the mysterious Deanna Beers. She popped up in Parks and Recreation as Diane, Ron Swanson's love interest. That was a role that showed her comedic chops. She's also done voice work, stage work, and even some singing. And through it all, she's stayed connected to her roots. She's proud of being a Kiwi. She's proud of the local industry. And she's used her fame to support causes she cares about, from environmental activism to women's rights. And fans love her. She's approachable, she's funny, she's real. She's not the kind of celebrity who hides behind a wall. She engages with her audience, whether it's at conventions or on social media. If you grew up watching Lawless, My Life is Murder feels like catching up with an old friend. It's like seeing someone you admired in your youth step into a role that reflects where we all are now. Older, wiser, hopefully. Maybe a little bit more tired, but still full of fire. And that's why the show resonates so much with audiences in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Alexa Crowe isn't just some 20-something prodigy who solves crimes with flashy gadgets. She's a woman who's lived, who's lost, and who's still figuring things out. That's real and relatable. And it's comforting to see a character who mirrors our own journeys. Still curious, still capable, still funny, even when life throws curveballs. There's also that nostalgic thrill of seeing Lucy Lawless herself. For many, Xena was a Saturday afternoon staple or a primetime princess for others. She was larger than life, swinging swords, saving villages, and delivering those iconic battle cries. Now she's in a quieter role, but the charisma is the same. It's almost like we've grown up alongside her. She reminds us that reinvention is possible and even necessary. Careers can evolve, and that we don't have to be defined by one chapter of our lives. Part of the fun of My Life is Murder is hearing the stories behind the scenes. Alexa Crow loves to bake bread. It's her side hustle. Lucy Lawless has shared that she loves this aspect of Alexa's character because it's something Lucy does in real life. But here's the twist. Lucy Lawless bakes bread, but she can't eat it anymore. In the Acorn TV bonus features, Lawless shared that she's developed a gluten intolerance after years of loving bread. She joked that she spent her whole life eating it, and now she just enjoys watching other people savor it. Ebony Vagulence has talked about how intimidating it was to work alongside Lawless at first. So imagine being a young actor and suddenly sharing scenes with someone who's a global icon. But Lawless made her feel at ease. She's known for being generous with her co-stars, always encouraging and always collaborative. That dynamic you see on screen, the mentor and mentee, it's real. When you step back, My Life is Murder is more than just entertainment. It's part of a broader movement in television, the rise of stories that center on women in midlife. For too long, TV has sidelined actors once they hit a certain age. But shows like this prove that audiences want to see them. They want to see women who are smart, funny, complicated, and still leading the charge. And Lucy Lawless is the perfect ambassador for that. If you haven't yet spent time with Alexa Crow, give My Life is Murder a try. It's witty, warm, it's clever, and it's anchored by one of the most charismatic actresses of her generation. And if you're already a fan, then you know, watching My Life is Murder is like catching up with an old friend, one who still has plenty of stories, plenty of wit, and plenty of fire. Hey, before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Winter Garden, Florida, Kigali, Rwanda, and Ilford, East London, England. I truly do appreciate you listening every week. Please help us spread the word. Who do you know who loves British TV? Share this podcast with your friends. And remember, you can support us directly on our Patreon site. Help us keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.